Packing density, inside gas chamber. Principles. How many people can stand on a surface area of 1 square meter, some 10 square feet, or a square 3 foot 3 inches on a side? Assuming that there are children in the mix, a figure of 10 people seems physically possible, barely. The skeptical reader is invited to lay down some masking tape on the floor, a single square, 3 foot 3 inches on a side, and see how many people can stand in that square. The situation changes dramatically if we consider a large crowd of naked strangers, of both genders, uncooperative and scared, who are told to take a shower together, such that they must line up extremely densely, breasts against shoulder blades, bellies against buttocks, genitals against genitals, shoulders against shoulders. No one could believe this is for taking a shower, so they will simply not cooperate. Screaming at them and threatening violence, or even beating them or shooting them will not work, but rather trigger a panic in that room, with unforeseeable consequences. Packing people tightly into a given space requires that they can understand instructions, that they are told what the goal is, that they are willing to cooperate, and that they all have the discipline to follow orders. None of it is a given in any of the orthodox scenarios. The Jews came from all over Europe, and many, if not most, may not have understood what they were told, already due to the language barriers. But then, if they did understand it, they were told a lie, as the given goal was presumably to take a shower, which means exactly the opposite of lining up tightly together. Auschwitz. Take the case of the underground morgue number 1 of crematoria 2 and 3 at Auschwitz-Birkenau, for which we have blueprints showing their size, and the most witness accounts ever made for any homicidal gas chamber claim. The room was 7 meters wide and 30 meters long. If we assume the average person to be half a meter wide and a quarter meter deep, 25 centimeters, then physically, we could fill the room as shown in the graphic contained in the print and online versions of this entry, when packing them chest to back, shoulder to shoulder. This amounts to 14 persons in a row, with 120 rows in total, resulting in 1,680 people, or 8 persons per square meter. This can be considered the realistic physical maximum of what can be achieved. However, considering that the intended victims would not have been told anything, let alone why they had to line up that way, they therefore would not have cooperated in achieving such a packing density. Thus, we may assume that half of that density, hence 4 people per square meter, is already optimistic. It may therefore be stated that anyone claiming that more than 1,000 people, 4.75 people per square meter, were crammed into this room, is exaggerating. The table contained in the print and online versions of this entry shows the claims of several prominent Birkenau witnesses regarding how many people were allegedly packed into morgue number 1, the alleged gas chamber, of crematoria 2 or 3. The conclusion is inescapable. Nearly all witnesses have exaggerated the number of people allegedly gassed in one batch, at times in an extreme way. It is a typical conversion of evidence on a lie. Exaggerating the claimed batch size of gassings clearly supports equally fantastic and exaggerated overall death toll figures for Auschwitz. The situation is not different for other gas chamber claims, although there, the situation is not as clear as the above example, because for most of them, we lack material and documental evidence as to the size of the claimed gas chambers. However, some witnesses have made more or less detailed statements both about how many people were gassed per chamber and per batch, and what the room size was. This is true for the two alleged makeshift facilities just outside the Auschwitz-Birkenau camp, commonly referred to as the bunkers of Auschwitz, and for some of the claimed gas chambers of the camps at Belzec and Treblinka. In these cases, when it comes to the size of the related claimed gas chambers, we depend on either what each witness has claimed, or what the orthodoxy has ordained to be quote-unquote true. In some cases, witnesses have invented figures for the size of the chamber, and the people packed into them. For example, Shlama Dragon gave exact sizes of the so-called bunkers of Auschwitz, albeit contradicting material evidence for bunker 2, as well as the number of people per batch killed in them, which results in impossible packing densities of 20 to 25 people per square meter. For one of the alleged bunkers of Auschwitz, probably Bunker 1, Arnošt Rozin claimed a packing density of 12 and 19 per square meter. For an unknown chamber at some facility in Auschwitz, Charles S. Bendel had 1,000 people in a room of barely 40 or 50 square meters, again 20 to 25 people per square meter, although no such room ever existed there. Stanislav Jankowski claimed that 1,500 to 2,000 people were crammed into the larger chamber of crematoria 4 and 5. This room had roughly 100 square meters, which would have resulted in a packing density of 15 to 20 people per square meter. Belzec. Kurt Gerstein claimed an even more impossible packing density of 28 to 32 persons per square meter for the alleged gas chambers at the Belzec camp. Treblinka. As to the claimed Treblinka gas chambers, Abe Kahn asserted that 600 people were pressed into an alleged room size of 6 meters times 6 meters, hence an impossible 16.7 people per square meter. Jan-Kjell Wiernik's figure for the Treblinka camp was 400 to 450 people on 5 meters times 5 meters equals 25 square meters per chamber in the old building, hence 18 to 20 people per square meter, and 1,000 to 1,200 people on 7 meters times 7 meters equals 49 square meters per chamber in the new building, hence 20 to 24.5 people per square meter. Lucian Pohawa asserted that 700 victims went into each Treblinka chamber, but he gave no room size. If we take what the orthodoxy claims, 32 square meters per room for the new building with larger chambers, then this results in a density of 22 people per square meter, or 14 for Wiernik's claimed 49 square meters. Alexander Kudlik's figure for the Treblinka camp, given Wiernik's claimed chamber size, was at least physically possible, although not much more realistic, 5,000 people in all 10 chambers of some 49 square meters each, hence only 10 people per square meter. If we take the orthodoxy's claim of 32 square meters, however, this value increases to an impossible 15.6 people per square meter. Elias Rosenberg stated that 400 were squeezed into the initial, smaller chambers, which measured 4 meters times 4 meters, hence 16 square meters, if we take the orthodoxy's claims. That would have resulted in an impossible packing density of 25 per square meter. For the new gas chamber building, Rosenberg claimed a capacity of 12,000 people. According to orthodox claims, that building contained 10 chambers of 32 square meters each. Hence, Rosenberg's victim count would have resulting in an impossible, and record-breaking, packing density of 37.5 people per square meter.